This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
I said, "What do you do, Daryl?" And he said, "Well, I'm one of 200 people that are trained as online counselors for the Billy Graham organization." And he said, one day, in fact, he said, "I got an online call from a man who said, I'm ready to commit suicide." And Daryl did what I think I would have done. He said, "Well, could you give me a little more information? What's going on?" Just trying to keep him talking on the computer. He said, "My wife and I just lost our son to leukemia. And he died on Mother's Day. We're angry. We're hurting." And he said, "I just can't take it anymore. I just can't live with the loss of my son who died on Mother's Day." If you can believe this, Daryl types back, "Sir, you're not going to believe this, and I'm not making this up, but my wife and I lost a son on Mother's Day. Not this past Mother's Day, but a past Mother's Day." You think that was an accident that that guy typed in to the Billy Graham organization and hooked up with Daryl, who he and his wife did lose a son on a Mother's Day in years past? Well, that conversation was over. I'm nosy enough to say, "Daryl, tell me your story. How did you lose your son?" And Daryl told me that his son was a youth minister, young youth minister at a church somewhere in North Carolina, started having headaches, all kinds of typical neurological stuff going on, and found out he had what's called a glioblastoma, a tumor, brain tumor. Went to Duke University, the whole nine yards, and they did everything they knew to do, but he died. Died on Mother's Day. Their son was a donor, and a man older than their son got the heart, and they were glad to know that, but never had any contact with the recipient. Wonder who's got the heart and how they're doing. And finally, through a set of circumstances and permission granted, that kind of thing, Daryl's on the phone with the guy who's received the heart of his son. You imagine how awkward and exciting and depressing and all of the above at the same time to talk to somebody who's alive because your son died. And Daryl said, "Would you meet us at a restaurant for lunch?" And the man said, "Yes, I'd be glad to." And so they met at a restaurant somewhere in North Carolina, had their lunch together. It was awkward at first, he said, but yet they were glad to connect with him. And then Annie and I weren't prepared for what Daryl told us next. He said, "Before I left, I looked at this man and said, 'Can I put my hand on your chest? Can I just feel my son's heart beating in your chest?'" The man said, "Sure." You imagine how emotional that was, that moment? "Can I put my hand on your chest to feel my son's heart beating in your chest?" And he said, "Yes." You say, why would you tell a story like that? For this reason. When you gave your life to Christ, there's a new heart beating in you. God gives you a new heart and a new mind and a new spirit. And it's not psychological, it's spiritual, it's something with the sanctifying work of the Holy Spirit. And Paul would say to the church at Corinth, "Don't you know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, and he lives in you, and he works in you, and he watches everything you watch, he reads everything you read, he goes to every joint, every place you go to. The Holy Spirit lives in you. There's something in your life that's new because of Christ coming into your life." In a nutshell, what does it mean to come to Christ? You were loved, you're chosen, and you're called, and you're saved through the sanctifying work of the Holy Spirit, and by believing in the truth, believing in the one who said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." His name is Jesus. Don't ever forget that. Let's pray together.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.